Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Let's call this meeting to order. It's the Maple Harbor informational meeting, please. And we'll start out with a pledge allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
For those of you who haven't been here before, this is Aaron from Performance Engineering, who's been working on the project, and Bill Derman is our attorney.
Are the mics working?
They're not?
I was just saying, you know what?
They are.
Checking.
Because I couldn't hardly hear you, and I'm sitting next to you. If our double button is still pressed, unpress that. All right.
Checking.
There.
Got it. So anyways, this is just an informational meeting for everyone. Our engineer is going to start out by giving a report on what he has found in the area. And then Bill's going to follow up with what the process will look like. And then we'll have some discussion. So I'm glad all of you could make it. Thank you. Go ahead, Aaron.
Okay. Basically, what we're looking at is to try and serve the area that's depicted in the map that was mailed to everyone. And it's basically this Maple Harbor area where we're looking at interconnecting this service area into the existing Birch Lake sewer system. The primary difference between these two groups would be that we believe the Maple Harbor area, we're going to serve primarily with a gravity sewer. It'll get collected down into one common lift station, and that lift station would pump into the Maple Harbor, or into the Birch Lake sewer system. Whereas Birch Lake, they all have individual pumps at their homes that they pressurize the line with. Kind of the hatching designations that we've put on the map here, the square pink are all the lots that we feel will be just straight gravity sewer connections. And then the double blue lines could be a gravity sewer connection, or they may need a little what we call an ejector pump if they have lower level plumbing, just because as you go to the lake, the grade kind of falls off. And so some people might be below the level of the gravity sewer at a point of like a lower level bathroom or something like that. But that type of pumping is different than what's going on at Birch Lake. These are more the prepackaged little basins. Some of you might already have them. If you already have one, you're probably all set. But it just pumps up from your house into that gravity main. You're not trying to pressurize anything. So from there, it goes to the intersection of Karen Highway, and at that location, we have the common lift station that pumps on back to Birch Lake. You were also provided with a cost estimate in here. And we kind of broke out two different scenarios here. You know, obviously the infrastructure in the road is the common cost for everybody. And we're estimating that's about $8,800 if you broke it out per resident in total cost. And then if you have a home in that pink hatched area, we're estimating that you'd have about $1,000 of work on your own lot that would be basically cutting the pipe that goes to your drain field today and connecting that out to the sewer at the road. And then you'd, you know, abandon your septic system that you have. We figure that's about $1,000. Obviously, that's just an estimate. Some will be more, some will be less, depending on landscaping or how difficult the connections are. The other scenario we have is for the homes on the lake that might need the ejector pump. We put a little higher estimate of $1,600 on that, just because if you need to put the basin in, and you might have a little longer push up to the road to cover that cost. So there's also one other estimate in there. There are some homes that are proposed for connection along that stretch of force main on Williams. if you were on that stretch, then you would have to provide your own kind of Birch Lake type of grinder pump station. And we estimate that that's about a $7,500 pump package to get connected in. So if you look at all of this, what we're talking about is basically $350,000 to get all of this accessible to everybody. And then from there, you have funding options on how you would pay for that, but the stuff on your lot is a little more, you know, up to you guys to make the connections. So we have kind of the three cost scenarios to give you kind of the all-in numbers here. You know, if you're a gravity, straight gravity connection, your total cost in is about $9,793. If you're an ejector pump, you're just over 10. And then if you're on the force main portion, you're about 16. So I think the big question is, you know, the interest level in this service area. But I think if you look at the numbers here, you know, if your drain field failed tomorrow, you're probably looking at spending close to that just to replace your drain field. And some of these, you know, especially around the lake, their drain fields, it's unclear where they even are because everything's barely over lake level. You know, a lot of these situations are marginal at best. You know, if you're a little higher up back in the gravity area, you might have a little longer life on your field, but, you know, drain fields, they don't last forever. And if you're talking about funding through either a bond or a USDA loan or something like this, you're talking about spreading these costs out over 20 up to 40 year periods. So if you think your drain field might fail in the next 20 to 40 years, which is a not unreasonable estimate, this is a pretty good solution for everybody here, in my opinion. But we'd be glad to take any questions.
The one question I would have is, what would it look like on a normal gravity connection, taking the $9,700 cost, what would that look like per month on a 20-year deal? Do you have any rough idea what the overall cost might look like?
Yeah, so I think, you know, in terms of a monthly bill, everybody's going to have the treatment plant debt and the usage fees that are in place from the village, and those total up to about, say, $30 a month. And then it depends on how long you finance this and how you go about it. If you did an assessment as part of your taxes or if you're going to pay for it on a sewer bill, but it probably is somewhere around $100 a month increase, you know, in getting everything done. And if you did it financed through assessment and taxes, you probably could end up something similar to a Birch Lake $50 a month bill and then $50 in your, you know, escrowed mortgage type thing.
$150 would come off after the repayment.
Correct.
For all the fees.
Right. So you basically take your drain field cost or your replacement cost and spread it over this period of time, unless somebody wanted to prepay.
And I know we've discussed having a cash option as well for those who want to pay up front.
Right. Then you'd have just the regular sewer bill.
Okay. Does the board have any other questions?
I don't have a question, but I did want to make sure that, you know, everybody did get the mailing, and these are estimated costs. We're basing this off of 40 connections, and everything's estimated. It's an educational estimate because our engineer went back and looked at everything. But so these are estimates, but I just want to let you know that this is what we're looking at right now. You get going on it, you get construction bids and all that stuff, maybe a little higher, maybe a little lower, but this is an average. This is what we're looking at.
It's higher or lower than the 40. If the estimate goes to 50 or 60.
Right. If it's a lot higher, we're bringing you all back in. It won't, you know, we won't just say, oh, yeah, remember you signed on. Now here's what it is. No, if, you know, I think there's like a range. Isn't there 5%, 10% higher than what we estimate that we would go back to people? Is that normally how that happens?
That's normally right.
Okay. Correct. But like I said, Aaron, you know, did a great job and went back and got us some current costs on things. So we're real pleased with that. And then at the bottom of his estimate, I don't know that he got it, but I did just kind of do a amortization to give you an idea what it might look like per year. And that was an average, and I came up with $700 per year on your taxes if that's the way that it would do it. And that was based at 4% interest. Once again, that's an estimate, but at least you'll know kind of what you're looking at if a special assessment goes through. That was the $50 a month thing that he was talking about, if you break it down per month.
Well, and the other part that I'd like to remind everyone is we know your road out there is in poor condition, so we're holding off. If this process does take place, we'll have the money from our road millage, because we currently had planned on redoing the road, but we would be able to put that, and that is not in these costs. Am I correct, Aaron, that we're going to cover that?
Yeah, and that's actually a great point. You know, one of the benefits of doing this and tying it in with the road work is to not have to go back and pay for the asphalt and the resurfacing is a big savings on this cost in this project. So if you pave the road and then 10 years from now want to come back and do it, you got to pay for that asphalt or whatever restoration comes out of that.
We're trying to get it organized so it might actually all work as a plan. So, and I know Bill's got some discussion on the process, and I certainly we're going to have questions from the audience if they like, but if we could work through the process so that maybe we could get it to an end where everyone could have their chance if there's any further questions. But unless there's something more of the board, Mike, do you have anything?
Nope.
Bill, would you like to just go through kind of where we are and where we need to go if we move forward?
I'm not going to go through the whole process. I did that once before, but right now the township has draft citizen petitions. Greater than 50% have been signed. I haven't seen a verification yet. The assessor and the township supervisor have got to verify that those signatures are the owners of the property. Then the township board will accept that petition. If they wanted to have a petition from the property owners, greater than 50%. Then they will pass a resolution directing the board will pass a resolution directing township engineers to prepare plans and cost estimates for the project. Then there'll be another resolution passed by the board with the intention to set up a district, the boundaries of the district, and a tentative approval of the project and cost estimates, and set a date for the first public hearing. They'll also get the estimates again and direct that the plans and the cost estimates be made available for public inspection at the township prior to the first public hearing. Then you'll have the notice of the first public hearing. The board will conduct that to hear about the project and the cost estimates. They'll mail all the notices of the public hearing to everybody in the district at least 10 days before the hearing, and they'll publish it twice in the paper. At the first public hearing, they'll hear objections. So, and they'll consider beyond that. So that's just the summary.
Thanks, Bill. I know Shelley and I and Mike have talked about this. You know, it's a process. If we do move forward, we would like to try to do this summer so that we can get most participation during the summer months. So not to be pushy, but we would like to do it sooner than later, because in the winter I don't think we'll get the participation that we might want. So I'm adding that, and if anyone else on the board has anything to say to that effect. Does that cover it for you, Shelley?
Mm-hmm.
Mike?
Yep.
I guess unless Bill or Aaron have anything else to add, we would like to have some public comment if there's any questions or anything we can try to help you with at this point.
And if you please,
yes,
come to the microphone, and I'm sorry, but that way it's on tape, and list your name and your address, and that way we've got it.
Okay, my name is Mary Mikola, 7429. Closer, 7429 Terrace Avenue. One of the questions someone wanted me to ask was, as far as everyone is going to pay the same amount, it won't be individually metered as far as how much you're using type thing. So the people who are here year-round as opposed to the people who are here a few weeks out of the year pay the same thing, is that correct?
Yeah. Well.
Do you want Aaron?
Yeah. You're kind of in the same situation that Birch Lake is, mm-hmm. where you're not on the water system for the village,
mm-hmm.
and that's typically how they meter, is through your water. So they would probably do the same kind of thing where you just get a flat rate billing, just prorated amongst the users, so it'd be equal for everybody.
Okay. Well, how would it be equal if the amount that everyone is using isn't? I mean, is there any way they can be metered separately or no?
No. Basically, you have to measure the water because there's no effective way to measure the flow out of the gravity pipe from your house.
Okay. All right. So, not even...
Can I ask a question on that?
Less charge for people who are only here during the summer or 3 weeks out of the summer.
Can there be a meter put on the well?
You could, yeah. You could meter the well.
I don't know of any systems that do that, but... I'm just
well, that's what I'm
that.
Just thinking. It can be done, but it's not going to be done, I guess. Is that
yes? But I would also add that, you know, if you look at your total cost in all of this, you know, say using Birch Lake for an example,
mm-hmm.
their bill is $52 a month. The usage portion of that is only $15 a month. So what you're trying to split now is that $15 down into something different.
Okay, so the usage is the same for everybody.
Yes,
which is $15 a month, approximately.
Approximately, right.
And then the rest of the fee is for?
Is for
just the
debt retirement on the treatment plant.
Okay.
Reserve funding and operations and maintenance on your system.
Okay. And as far as the gear, like the price, there's no guarantee that the price isn't going to keep increasing. Because I understand that even in the village of Elk Rapids, the water costs went up like 40%. Is that correct?
I don't know what's going on with the water cost, but the sewer cost is actually expected to come down because they're retiring the old plant.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, I wouldn't count on some big reduction, but hopefully it would be stabilized at about that $15 a month for
quite some time. Okay, but it's not going to keep increasing, like, drastically.
No, they've kind of completed the plant. They're phasing out, phasing into the new one. They kind of have a handle on what's going on now.
Okay.
On the wastewater side. I don't know what's going on in the water.
Okay.
With the water, they have to change out pipe. So instead of doing a special assessment or something like that, they added on some major repairs that are going to be needed over the next 30 years right to people's water bill. So that's really not usage either. It's just a matter that they have to start changing out the system.
Okay. Because I know part of it was still the... that there were two different fees in the township. It was, you know, two. It wasn't just one water bill. It was part of the sewage fees, two or pumping, whatever. I don't know. But I'm just curious. So,
okay.
And right now that's all I have, but there might be more. Thanks.
Thank you. Anyone else?
I have to adjust this. Yeah. Kevin Nelson, 7434 Terrace Avenue. In the other meeting that I attended on information, there was also delineated a cost of retiring your septic well drain field. I don't see that noted in here. That sounded like, if I remember right, it was about $1,000 rough estimate per drain field to retire that. And that was a county health discussion. Does anybody recall that? Or
right. What we're saying is for the $1,000, basically you would cut your pipe that comes into your septic tank and route it out to the road, get your tank pump cleaned out, and probably just fill it and leave it there.
Okay, so the numbers you have here is inclusive of the retiring that meets the county health yes. standards for the drain field.
It's a private property owner's obligation. That's what Aaron broke them down. I don't mean to speak for Aaron, but he said in the pink area on the map we're drawn, he was estimating $1,000 additional cost for piping to the sewer and to fill the tank, septic tank.
So that is inclusive of what was discussed at the last meeting I was at. That I just didn't know if there was yet an additional to these numbers per private site, that there would be an additional retiring cost.
Yes, $1,000 is the property owner's cost.
But is that additional to this thousand?
No.
He's got it.
No.
He's got it on here.
It's kind of the only thing the health department is going to require you to do is, you know, crush and fill the tank. If you want to remove them or you want to remove your field, that's all extra. But if you're just going to cut the pipe, push the lid in and fill it with sand or something, you should be able to get this done for the $1,000.
Okay, and that'll satisfy the county's
That's the minimum requirements.
Requirement. Okay, that satisfied me. I just didn't know if there was an additional $1,000.
Right.
Because I thought this $1,000 was, for instance, was just the piping to your house and cutting the pipe.
No, you probably only have 40 feet of pipe. That's not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the other questions were answered during my. Then kind of thinking out of the box, and I put it in my petition, and I am in support of it, doing this, by the way, was thinking out of the box and not to question the engineering that's been done, is just not knowing the area that well, is how far down south on Karen Highway could this system bring in? Because I believe a gentleman that lived to the south was interested in hooking in. And depending on how far south it goes, would it make sense to connect in going across a different access, across that farm to get to the treatment plant? So I know that would be a different engineering all around, but I didn't know if that made more sense. How far down there are on Karen Highway are people on septic?
Yeah, we did have some discussion about that concept, and we did look at another route, which was not tying into Birch Lake, but going down Karen Highway, and the village was actually willing to relocate one of their lift stations at that connection point. But the problem is that adds $250,000 to $300,000 in that extra force main length or gravity combination, whatever happened there. And you know, there's not the same density of users along the route. So this idea of where's the break point, we had some discussion, and I think, I don't mean to speak for the board, but I think the decision was we were just trying to keep this one whole as its own little service area to not complicate the whole process.
Thank you for that. Yeah, I just was curious as to if the discussion had carried on forward with that and how, you know, what the general resolution or general thought on that was. So that satisfies me on that. But I know one gentleman would probably be wanting to know if he could be included in it. So I just recall from the last meeting. So thank you.
Sure.
Is there anyone else?
In your printed circular, 700 amortized over 20 years odd, added to property taxes. Does that 700 constitute a loan from the village?
No.
So how are you spreading it over 20 years?
First of all, can we get your name and address?
Alan Brown, 7445 Terrace Avenue.
Bill, could you answer that?
Well, I believe, I haven't studied how they're doing this, they're bonding, okay? And they sell bonds for the total cost of the project, okay? And those bonds, people buy them or institutions buy them. And they're a 20-year bond. Shelley said they estimated it at 4%. That fund, billing the property owners on the sewer, that's what pays off the bond.
So getting to the nub of the matter, how do the property owners contribute to that? In other words, what interest are they paying on the money you're bonding?
It'd be the same as the bond.
So it'll be...
There'll be a cash option. I can't tell you what it is, but
the
bond council will tell us if you wanted to buy you know, prepay it.
Okay.
It'll be off the off your real estate taxes then. You have, we will have an option to prepay that bond.
Okay. And on the question of gravity feed versus pumping up, how do you determine that? What is the, is it the level of the sewer pipe underground?
Correct. It's the relative elevation between the gravity sewer pipe in the road and whatever your lowest plumbing elevation is.
Okay.
So if you're, you know, if you have a house and you're only have first floor plumbing, you could probably gravity out. But if you had a lower walkout on the lake or something, you're probably too low. You'll just have to
pump it up.
Pump it up.
Okay. And when the... No, actually, I'll leave that one for later. Thank you.
Thank you.
Fred Farage, 7531 Terrace. I'm curious about the slope of the gravity. I'm on the very far end of Terrace, and it's maybe 0.2 mile to the lift point. What's the slope? Is it like 1/4 inch, a foot? How do you figure that?
Yeah, there's a, the state has minimum standards, so it's basically 0.4% grade on an 8-inch sewer pipe. So it's pretty flat.
Okay, so figuring all the way down to the end of Terrace, you don't need a second lift anywhere in between. You can, that stuff will flow. All, how low is that going to be when it gets down by Karen?
Yeah, there's, when you get to Karen, it kind of like comes up again. So the depth there will either, you'll either get deeper as you kind of counteract the grade, or you'll pull the lift station a little bit off the road on the development side.
So you've already looked at it enough to know that one lift all the way down is going to be sufficient. So everything coming from the far end of Terrace will flow all that far.
Yes. Yep. Okay.
Well, with exception of maybe on the water, Aaron.
Right,
well,
it'll flow in the main.
The main,
yep.
The main one, okay. And then secondly, the county has a, health department requires now that a septic or a drain field has to be 50 feet from a neighbor's or your own well, if you were to do it again, you know, build today, and 100 feet from the lake. So for those people here who might be, think that they're not gonna be affected by this, I don't think there are too many lots in our neighborhood that are actually 50 feet away from their own drain field or a future drain field or their neighbor's well. Did you notice that when you were looking at?
Yeah, I think clearly, I would say all the houses that are on the lakeside are non-conforming to the current sanitary code. Mm-hmm. And basically what happens is if you're non-conforming, you know, either because of the lake setback or a neighbor's well, you're basically grandfathered into what you have. So if you have a 3-bedroom house today, that's basically all you're ever going to get permitting wise from the health department is replacement and upgrades on that 3-bedroom.
But and what if you look
if you look at the code the way it is now, probably most of the lakefront homes will end up in the category for advanced treatment. And those systems probably cost you about $25,000 or so to replace your existing field with.
Okay, all right. And I know there's at least one house I know that's off the lake that also ended up with a holding tank because their current situation didn't allow for to meet the minimums. So I just wanted to make sure people were aware of that because one of our neighbors right now might be losing... well, they're having somebody come in and check, but all of a sudden their stuff's not, their drain field seems to be having a problem. Thank you.
Yep.
Barry Hoberla, 7324 Karen. Question for you on the scope of the project. I know he had asked about going down Karen farther. It looks like from this map, and although the top of it's cut off, is the whole, does it go right to Birch Lake Road then and up? Along Birch Lake, how far does that go that way?
I'm going to leave this to the board somewhat and maybe Bill, because I understand we hatched part of what is actually Milton Township here on the map. But it was my understanding there was some agreement for connections in this area that was pre-existing.
Okay.
Yes, on some building permits that were issued or land use permits. Some a couple of points. The Planning Commission had made it a request that if the sewer comes nearby, they must hook. So that's kind of where we're at. We're not just, I guess I'll flip at the bill, but I'm not just sure what that's going to mean when we get there. I mean, others should hook, but that's going to be in the line of the pressure line as well.
Yeah.
We'll have to analyze it, but what was known as the Garo project, which was on Williams Road and Karen Highway,
mm-hmm.
there's a private waterfront that the township line runs down Williams Road to Elk Lake. It runs along Karen Highway to Birch Lake Road and then north.
Right.
So on this thing. So there is written agreement on record. One of the conditions to do that land division and project in there, Mr. Garo signed an agreement. And if you look at anybody there, it's in that project, looks at their title insurance, it'll be called out that if and when a sewer comes through, they're presumed to have signed the petition for a special assessment district. They can still object, but they're presumed to have signed it. And if it passes, they must hook up. Now the issue, and I have not looked at the issue yet, and I've got to go back, is whether we can grab the one house that's on Milton Township side, on the Elk Lake side.
Okay.
Well, the same language applies to that, but I'm not certain right now, but I'll look it up. A special assessment district for Elk Rapids Township can go into another township. So,
well, I guess that's the same question.
That's
the same question on the waterfront, because actually that's part of our property. And so we're partial owners in that waterfront piece. That waterfront piece is Milton Township. Is that going to be assessed?
But it's non-buildable.
Right, but I didn't know if we would have part of the sewer assessment fees associated with that, even though we're not going to have a hookup fee.
We haven't determined the assessment, how it's going to be assessed, but I've been hearing, nothing to buy it, it's per structure, per buildable lot, okay?
Okay.
Not, so if you own two lots, one vacant, one, this has to be worked out, one not vacant, okay? They may only charge you for the one that's got a house on it. But if you ever got a building permit on that vacant one, there'll be an assessment charge built in to the fee structure to pay for that one.
Okay, and then the other question I guess I would have would be, are these, like you say, the forest main portion, if we seem to be sitting higher, is it possible that we may not have the forest main, that we may have the gravity?
It's possible. We could look at getting gravity out there, but at this point, what we assumed for the cost basis of the project was just the one common lift station. And, you know, when we get to the point of getting some better survey and some plans organized, we could look at, you know, a parallel gravity pipe that came back to that lift station might be able to serve some portion up that way.
Okay, and then since this is the first notification we've received of this, I don't know if that, again, the scope of the project's changed from the original intent. What are we looking at from a time frame standpoint? Is there a start date and an end date in mind at this time?
Go ahead, Aaron.
Well, I think, you know, part of what we're doing right now is just trying to
determine.
Yeah, put some information out. This is a little bit different concept than what was initially presented, and making sure people still want to go forward. But assuming people do want to go forward, what we'd like to do is have everything on the legal end and how it's going to be funded kind of resolved by late summer, so that in fall we can get the survey and the field work done, put plans together, put it out to bid for spring, so it'll be ready first of 2018 for construction.
Okay. Then again, I want to make sure I'm certain. My understanding then is anybody that owns part of that, what was part of the Garo project or property, would automatically be voted yes on this project.
Yes.
They're presumed to have signed the petition, okay? They're welcome to come to any of the public hearings and object and so forth, but they're part of, it would appear from this map, this is the first time I've seen this,
right,
okay, that they're in the project. Yes.
Right, okay. All right, thank you.
And just so you know, I have talked with Lon Bargy, Supervisor Bargy from Milton. They have shown some interest in talking about doing something in Milton, but the board right now is mostly focused on the Maple Harbor simply because of the folks have contacted us at this point, and they, I think it's their third try at this, and we really want to just focus on trying to get them taken care of in this, and then hopefully Milton will come in, because the plan has the capability to take on Milton as well as South Karen Highway as well. So that's, but our focus right now is kind of just on getting the Maple Harbor project off and going.
All right, thank you.
Thanks.
And I would add on that same note, you know, when we build this common lift station, we will build it such that it has expandability in it. So we're not going to limit it so that it would be so small we couldn't expand out beyond these borders. That one would encompass, you know, anything that we think might reasonably come to it.
Is there any other questions? Okay, well, I'll circle back to the board. Does the board have any questions or comments? Mike?
I have none.
Shelley, come on.
I don't have any questions. I think I'm thrilled with our new engineers for the project. I think he's doing a great job. We're trying to encompass everybody and trying to get enough information out there so that if you ever have questions, please feel free to come and talk to us. I'm hoping that the project can get started.
Yep.
Sylvia Brown, 7445 Terrace Avenue. I just have one question. We're probably in the ejector pump area. And I just wondered if the people on Birch Lake have had any trouble with the eject, what kind of maintenance might be due for these ejector pumps? Do they work well, or what's the any problems with them?
Yeah, I mean, you do have a mechanical system with the ejector pump, right? And, you know, they will, you can have a failure. Typically what will happen is you'll have a little float in there that is set at a level. So if your pump failed and didn't come on, an alarm comes on and tells you that you got a problem. So you stop using water. And basically you can go to Home Depot or the hardware store here or wherever and get a replacement for this type of pump.
Okay.
And a plumber or a handy homeowner could replace it, you know.
Oh, okay. Okay, thank you.
Yep.
Thanks.
These ejector pumps are not the grinder pumps, Sylvia, that Birch Lake has. No, they're a simpler, less expensive pump. They're not grinding anything. They're just pushing.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, so it's a different story for that.
I'm at 7332 Karen Highway, right on the corner there. We have a question. Does the sewer line go across the front of our property and up Birch Lake Road? Is that what you just said?
I'm sorry, where are you at?
I'm right on the corner of Karen and Williams, okay. The brown house right there.
Yeah, so...
There, it says CO. It goes across on the map. It goes across. You said a little while ago that the sewer line goes up Birch Lake Road too. So is the sewer line across the front of our property on Karen Highway?
On Karen Highway, yes. We're proposing a little stub out that way to catch whoever's
in there.
It's
not there now?
It's not there now.
Oh, well, kind of looked like you said because it went up Birch Lake Road, so we were...
There's no sewer in there now. The only sewer in there now is around the Birch Lake area.
Okay, if you were to put a stub in there, our sewer lines, our existing drain fields, would just drain by gravity into there, would it not?
Yes, this is to the other point,
right,
about is there an option to gravity some of this area back to the common lift station? And if so, we certainly would, to try and help cut costs for everybody.
Okay, because, I mean, we're the... Our area doesn't have the problem that the Maple Harbor cottages do. And it just doesn't seem fair to me that I've got to pay $7,500 to hook up and they only have to pay $1,600 when I'm not even part of the issue at this point.
Right. You know, when we get to the point of kind of fleshing out more fully developed plans, we would certainly look at how far we could get gravity out Karen and back to that common lift station.
Can I get your name?
Donna Fike.
Okay, thanks, Donna.
We have any other questions?
It's not a question, but I just wanted to clarify on this thing. If the aim right now is not to go per front foot on the assessment, okay? I didn't say that per se. It's going to be by structure, okay? That's the aim for right now. And you will all, and now I have one question for Shelley, is that you've mailed out notices to all the property owners in the proposed district. Did you get any comments back, any objections back at all?
No.
I guess the question is, when do we want to move forward, or do we want to move forward with the public?
And that's going to be my next one. As soon as you get the certification of the signatures, okay, let's get that done, and then we can pass our resolutions and start moving on it.
So we've got the signatures, we just have to certify.
I understand you've got them. I have not seen them. And you've had them for a while, but I don't think Carlene's gone through and verified them, and then you're going to have to sign a statement that they're all been verified. What I'm talking about is if there's three owners on a parcel and only one owner signed, you got to get them all, okay? All the owners must sign that petition, and they must agree with our records. So if there's a father or a mother and two kids on a joint tenancy on a piece of property, all three has got to sign.
And if there's anybody here that's in support of the sewer and has not signed a petition but would still like to, I think they're still able to do sure. that. And that just gives us a better picture of what we're looking at.
Well, if there's no further discussion, we'll call this meeting to close. Thank you. And thank you for coming out.
Wait.
Would there be an idea of when the next meeting might be for people just to have an idea based on your certifying?
I was going
to
say, let's tell them. Yeah.
We took, go ahead.
Yeah, so right now I do have all the signatures. I'll get them to Carlene, although I did go into deeds myself and copied deeds to make sure that I had what I needed. But I'll get her to certify them, and I'll get them to Dorrance. And once that process is done, barring any, major things going on, we should proceed then with the starting of a public hearing. And you'll be notified each time there's a public hearing and there's a process, like Bill said, because see, the township has to put money into this. So we really didn't want to do that until we knew that this is what was needed and what you guys wanted. So we've already put a little money into it by getting Aaron to do these estimates. But based on information now, I think we're going to try to go forward with the public hearings and start really putting money into it.
Didn't we have kind of a couple suggested dates? I can't remember what they were. I didn't bring them. I'm sorry.
Yeah, we were looking at June, at the end of June.
The 26th, I believe, which was Monday.
Yeah, Monday the 26th.
For the first public hearing?
I thought so.
I probably have that too.
Yes, the 26th is the date that we tentatively set.
If we could be prepared by then, would that make sense? What's your flavor? Everyone's usually here by 9, so 9:10.
Oh, she said 7 p.m.
It was set for an evening.
Oh, p.m. Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Yes.
Sorry. You scared him.
I was thinking 7 a.m. is okay, but I didn't think maybe Mike would want to be here. That sounds good.
We're thinking evening public hearings would be better for residents. I don't know.
And me too.
And you too, as opposed to 10 o'clock in the morning. Okay,
seven?
That's fine. That's what we want. We want to make sure that people can come.
That allows the people who are working not to have to take time off.
Yep.
That presumes that we can get our certification of signatures
yes.
and still meet our necessary notices to you and publications, because we have a paper that only publishes every
Thursday, you know, so.
Okay, well, thank you all for coming out and participating.
Thank you very much.